You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time to feel alive. Breathe in the fresh air, the Monday air. Happy Monday. I was listening to a prior episode in my vehicle whilst driving to Pilates, and I realized that I forgot to edit something out that I had been talking, cleared my throat in the most manly, unattractive, disgusting, ogre, monstrous way, and then screamed in a masculine voice, God damn it, like a full-on Tourette's thing. And I love the Tourette's community, bite me. And listening back, it was just absolutely mortifying. I was driving and it startled me. I like to hear my ads. I like to hear the flow, how it goes. I black out sometimes recording these things and then I edit along the way. I podcast like most average podcasters do not podcast. When I tell people how I will record and edit, they blink and they just look and they're like, really? Really? But it makes sense to me. It works for me. I don't have a video component. Never will. And so this is easy. I edit as I go. And when I was talking and then she did the, you know, Mucinex commercial and screamed, God damn it, I was like, oh, let me go back and edit that. And I just completed my thought and I did not. And for that, I apologize to your ears. If you are wearing headphones during that episode, me so sorry. And I will try to never, ever, ever, ever do that again. It's so funny. I mentioned the video. I was talking to Derek about the video component. I've bounced back and forth. I think of all the pros of how it could just launch me forward and that people would eat the video up and just I could get more eyes on the show, ears, visual is always enticing. And then I'm like, you pretty much solo podcast this bitch. Today we have a guest. Whoop, whoop. Today we have a guest. Whoop, whoop. But pretty much I solo podcast. And I take pride in that she can carry this bad boy on her backside. We rely on no one. JK, I'm so needy. Anywho, I throw the idea of video back and forth around, and I always just come to the conclusion that I do not desire it anywhere inside of me. It would be purely for others, which that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing at all. But I'm not just Jordan, the pop star, the podcaster. I'm 33, unfortunately, and I'm also a wife, a mother, and those things matter. They matter such a great deal to me. And if you didn't know, this podcast was born because once upon a time, I thought being a housewife sounded like the job to have. And then you realize, wait, I'm going to run myself into oncoming traffic if I don't get something on my to-do list. Because boy, oh boy, there are things on the list, but all of them revolve around other people and feeding and feeding and entertaining. And I don't mean by like feeding physically. I mean, I do, but energy, just pouring your energy into all this other stuff. And I take so much pleasure in pouring my energy into this and telling you how to prioritize your pleasure and instill in you that you are worthy of pleasure. How did we get here? But we are. And not just sexually, in life, all around. I know we're always just trying to like the balancing act. How did we get here? Oh yeah, video. I got emo. She just tipped off and went down. But I told Derek, if people could see me doing this, I might even lose people. If they could see the faces that I make, the moments that I go cross-eyed, I make facials that no one should ever see or make that are not good for me, aging my face. I just don't think it would be, you know, a positive, a pro. I think it would be the biggest mistake I ever made in my life. You see me in 6 months. Video podcast launching soon. If that happens, you'll know that I'm just selling out at that point, and I just want you to embrace me. Just hug me and go along. Okay, what's today about, Jordan? Tell us. I'm new here. What the fuck is going on? We've got a few juicy listener questions per usual, but we've got to keep those to a minimum today because, boom, Dr. Tara is on the show today, and I could not be more thrilled to share this one with you. I know I say this, you know, I've said this before, but because this is real time and I haven't done any more interviews, this is the last one I conducted. This is my favorite interview to date. It just was easy breezy, beautiful, effortless. It's always like I'm a little nervy, and you know, you're going in based on someone's credentials and their vibe via the internet. And hers is very transparent. Her TikTok is lovebites.co. She is very entertaining and shoots you straight right with the information. And I feel like around here, this community, we're straight shooters. We don't want to beat it on the bush. If we're going to talk about it for a while, meaning me, if I'm going to talk about it for a while, it's because I'm giggling, wanting to talk shit about it, essentially. Or just, I really got to rub the truth in so you aren't confused about anything. She's trying to explain it thoroughly. I got to paint a picture here because we don't have video. So I got to use my words or try really hard. So yeah, I'm pumped for that. That's at the end of the show, the last half of the show. So yeah, you're going to hear us talk about a lot of good shit. But one thing that was super interesting, the top 3 predictors of long-term sexual satisfaction. Yes, and she is a professor and a sex educator, like a real one, not some like she woke up one day and was like, I'm going to be an Instagram guru. It wasn't like that. Like, she is so fucking smart and intelligent and pretty and quirky and endearing and just a star, honestly. So yeah, you will walk away from that definitely having learned some things. Hopefully you're inspired and you're like, hell yeah, I can go bring some of this shit home. I can start practicing some of these tips today and make some shifts. That's really what I hope for from every episode, that there's something you could take away and implement immediately that could translate into better sex, a better connection, or at the very least, maybe you'll end up having a conversation with your significant other that you haven't had ever or in a really long time. Or maybe it has to do with you and you're like, you know what? I went and masturbated and had the best solo sex of my life. You go, girl or boy, whoever you are. Man or woman. I think I should say man or woman. That's more appropriate. Or we could just stay on brand. Mommy, daddy. Mommy, daddy, take care of you and each other and one another. Let's go ahead and dive on in to listener questions. La, 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 la. Just kidding.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, I feel like it wasn't very long ago that we talked about dirty talk. Maybe it was. I feel like every 6 months you were free game to bring up and brush up and learn. Because if you haven't listened before, if this is your first time, this is so in real time, guys. Like, you are going along with my life. I'm getting your questions pretty recently. Yeah, there's an archive of them, but I try to get these out like pancakes. I would even say that 30% of people follow up sometimes. And I think it's so cool. Or when I get really good information, I will share it on the Instagram. Someone wrote in like an excellent book recommendation. I am not against sharing if y'all have some life-changing shit you think you can offer marriages. The more, the merrier. Okay, here we go. Hi, my husband and I have been together for 4 years, looking to surprise him with a little dirty talk. Just wondering if you could share some pointers on this topic. I am confident when it comes to sex and trying new things, but I've always struggled having the confidence to talk dirty. I feel like I sound silly. I know there's an art to timing and saying things that will please your partner. Just could never get the words to leave my mouth. Truly feel like you'd be so helpful with this. Appreciate all your help and thank you for all you do. Love and light. Love and light, baby. Okay, so when you said the timing thing, honestly, I really feel like, I mean, unless your kids are right there and you're like, this is pointless, like it doesn't feel sexy because little Timmy is about to stab me with a fork, or like Julia's coloring a pony. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But really, if you're kid free, I bet you could get away with it anytime. I think when you're trying to either get something, and I mean like convince them of doing something, installing something, building something, paying for something, book a vacation, I don't know. Any of the number of things that maybe you need to be strategic with timing, not when he's on a conference call or busy doing something or mowing the lawn. You know what I mean? Or maybe an awkward conversation, a deep one, something you need to talk about and have, you know, clarity on. Timing and delivery is important. But with dirty talk, you've got to remind yourself, this is what I think the most important thing could be, is quit thinking you sound silly, because you may think that. Like, you know when we send a picture of our pussy, if you do this to your man, you're like, are you sure this is cute? You want me to completely spread it open like a gynecologist? And like, are you sure? I could like really angle this really cute and sweet. They want like the most graphic picture and they love it. When we're like, you know, like when I get a picture of your penis up close, I'm not like, can't get my hands away from my pussy, I'm wet and my clit's throbbing. You know, that's not really what's going on for the ladies. So remember, girlfriend, men are just wired differently, and this, it'll be appreciated. And I know you get in your head and you're like, whether you tell me this is easy or not, Jordan, the words sometimes just don't come to me. Take some deep breaths. Practice. I think you should practice while you're showering. And think about if you didn't mean it, right? And you were like, I'm going to script this out. I mean, maybe for some people that they're like, I'd feel the most comfortable knowing what I'm going to say. I vote that instead of that, because then you could mess up, then you feel like it's performance. But I just wanted to throw it out there in case that's your like personality type. But for me, I would probably get really, really present And then when you whisper and you take it down a notch and you're close and you're intimate and you're in his ear or you're on top of him and you're in like his neck area and you're whispering into his ear and you tell him something and you're not saying it in like a performance like, oh yeah, baby, when you like some porn star, which if you're feeling that and that is organic and real and you are hot and heavy, whatever, then go for it. But if you're nervous and you're intimidated, I think it's no shame for just being like dropping your voice low because you're whispering anyways, and then telling them what you like to see, what you like to feel, what you like that they do to you. And it's okay that your voice doesn't sound like a porn star. Maybe he'll even appreciate the sweet nervousness behind it. But I think if you whisper, he probably won't notice if you're a little shaky or don't sound confident in your tone, and he'll just eat the words up that you're saying. And if you're describing something he does or that you do together or that one time or what you think in your head, wink, 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 share those things. Share them. And if you're up close, like side to side whispering in his ear, you're not having to like stand in front of the class and give a speech and he's looking at you. You can do this in a position where you feel comfortable. In the dark, for fuck's sake. I don't care. I'm sure he doesn't. So I guess pick an atmosphere where you feel like this is a good way to give it a whirl. Maybe you're like, you know what? If it was sex with the lights on, I feel like I'm going to be blushing. I'm going to get nervous and flustered. So dim the lights, get it how you want for your first practice. And then with practice, you'll get better and better and better. And then you'll feel ballsier to say all the things you've been thinking, something you saw in porn earlier. If you're into the dominant submission thing, this is a great time to be calling him daddy. This is a great time to tell him to come for you or to say, watch me while I come. Like just getting really verbal and descriptive about even what's just happening, saying, watch your dick going in and out of me. Look how hot that is. Just getting like a little more verbal. Just start there. Then it can evolve and morph. I don't know how quiet you are. I don't know if you're not a talker. Maybe you're a moaner. So maybe you're way past what I'm saying and you're just going straight for the filthy, disgusting. I don't think you can mess up. So adopt this mindset. And there have been times, and I bet you every single person can relate to this, or a lot of people anyways, where you say the wrong thing. I swear to God, a guy has fucked me and said like the wrong thing, like flopped. I think he told me to like get this pussy or something. It's like, you mean you're getting this pussy? Or I know I've said the wrong word before and I've been like, wait a second, I don't have one of those. But I think that it was alcohol and, or maybe he was gay. I don't know. I have said the wrong name in bed. I have called someone else another name in bed. And looking back, that person deserved it because he is a piece of shit to this day. So I felt really bad in the moment, like, ugh, because it just, I don't even know why that, because I was not thinking of that other person. It was really weird. But I could see the, like, you know, disappointment in this face. And that person did continue to keep, like, he finished, like, the session continued. So obviously it didn't bum him out too much. Hilarious. Hilarious. But yeah, girlfriend, give it a whirl, give it a go. Start somewhere. I would start with describing what you like him doing to you or fantasy. I think that is a great idea. Tell him what you masturbate to. Tell him you touched yourself the other day thinking of him coming on someone's tits. I don't know. Maybe that's really, really out there, but reel it in. Make it your own. At the end of the day, it's going to come from willingness and putting your big girl panties on. Say some affirmations. Huge fan. I'm an affirmation kind of gal. And fake it till you make it, baby. And I'm going to go on a limb and hope and believe your husband is not a douchebag asshole. And He is going to think it's sexy that you're even going there. He's going to love it. Boner-licious. You got this. Moving on to question number two, which was written by a wife as well. And next week, guys, I am going to make sure that I start off listener questions with two husband-asked questions so every spouse feels heard here. I want to say before I answer this next question that I want to know from the guys, I'm going to put a poll on my social media. Do you take testosterone or take anything that helps you create more testosterone in your body if you are between the ages of 30 and 60? I just want to know. Message me, or I'm going to put a poll up, and I want to hear about your experiences. And if y'all want to have a conversation, maybe if Daddy and I should come on the pod together and have a testosterone conversation down the road, normalize that a little bit. I don't even think we need to use the word normalize, as it's incredibly normal, but having the conversation, talking about it with no shame, putting it all out there, and maybe you can relate. And I like that. We like that. It's a good thing. Okay, let's circle back to our question from the wifey. Here we go. Hi, do you think it matters if you and your spouse have very different sexual histories? My husband and I have been together for a long time, but before me, he has been with a lot of people. So many, in fact, that even after all this time, new stories of his past continue to come out. He lost his virginity pretty young, and he's extremely good looking, and I guess he was just always lucky and advanced in that department. I, on the other hand, had a very different experience. I was only with a few guys prior to him, and they were people that I was in a long-term relationship with, or people I loved deeply as friends. I've always considered myself a sexual person, despite being a late bloomer. He says that sex with me was amazing from day one, is as amazing from day one, and he has never had anything like it before, but a part of me wonders if he misses being with different girls and if one day he's going to have a midlife crisis or something and decide he's tired of just one person. Well, I can identify with that statement, or that he's imagining those experiences in his head when we're together. Girl, you are torturing yourself. Okay, our sex life is great, and I don't foresee any of this actually happening, but something about our very different past has always made me a little concerned. I also think sometimes I get self-conscious of the fact that so many women got to experience my husband in the bedroom. Am I being silly? Should I just trust the fact that I'm the best he's ever had, and he's not even thinking about the past? Help a girl out. Thank you. Oh, you silly girl. Okay, so no, you're not silly. I mean, you're a little silly, but we're all silly. We're jealous fucking bitches. No, I'm just kidding. I'm aroused by jealousy. So are you a little like turned on by these thoughts? Doesn't sound like it, but listen to me. It doesn't fucking matter. Say it with me. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Want to know why? Let me tell you why. Why does it matter? Why the fuck does it matter? What's it going to do? If he does have a midlife crisis and needs to go get some validation and his ego stroked and he jumps off the deep end, that's on him and all rooted in his own insecurity. But let's say he's not, because you just said that you really don't foresee any of this actually happening. And I bet you have a good head on your shoulders. I bet you chose to marry him because y'all have something that is real. And what he says to you when he says he's never had anything like it, believe him. And it doesn't mean how you're putting the pussy down. Hate to break it to you. I'm going to hurt your feelings in a second, but we just all need to know this hurts my own feelings because I know this and it hurts my feelings. But you need to know that what y'all have is irreplaceable. That what you bring to the table, your energy in the bedroom, not just the way you put it down, but the energy and the oomph and the connection and the love and the sincerity and who you are as a person behind it in this energetic exchange. I just got spiritual there. But now to hurt your feelings, guess what? if we had him on a lie detector and we went through the thing and we were like, the best tits you've ever seen, the best blowjob you've ever gotten, I bet it was some back alley fucking hoe that he gives no shits about. I bet he doesn't even know her name. Maybe that's not true. Maybe he wasn't a dog. But there are guys who are like, maybe this one time in college when strippers came over and he got the sloppiest, most enthusiastic performance blowjob of his lifetime and he's never forgot it. Guess what? He does not want to marry her. He is not tempted to cheat on his wife or his girlfriend with her. There are those sad, unfortunate souls who have like real sex addiction. Okay. I've dated real sex addicts before. I swear to fucking God. One day I'm going to write a book. I promise. But until then, we'll just slip out some stories here and there, some little breadcrumbs for you because you're going to want to read that book one day. But those answers will hurt your feelings, but it doesn't matter because maybe he's the kind, smart man, you baby, you're all of it. You're the best I've ever had. But that is like all encompassing. If you were really asking them, men are like waffles. They compartmentalize. We're like spaghetti. It all ties together. Does that make sense? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Let's reframe this narrative, okay? And this narrative is this hot guy who girls want to fuck has had plenty of practice, and now you have this sex master, and he's yours, and he chose you, and he wants you. And it sounds like he affirms you. Don't be afraid to tell him, express, like, this is my love language, and I'd like more of that. I can be very insecure sometimes, and guess what? It's not sexy. It's not hot to be insecure. It isn't. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being vulnerable and telling someone how you feel when you need something. So you don't have to be like, I have to be this confident bad bitch 24/7. You don't. You can be yourself and go to your person. But also remember who the fuck you are. Remember who you are. And if that doesn't add any value to your life, it's not fixing anything. It's not predicting the future. It's not, you're psychoanalyzing at this point. You know, you're only giving yourself mental torture and then you're comparing yourself and yada, yada, yada. And I hope that me telling you that most guys wouldn't say the best blowjob, fuck this position was all done by one person. But I guess I was just putting that out there to show you that it doesn't mean anything. It means absolutely nothing. I'm going to say something even more wild. I bet you there are plenty of guys that would say, I didn't marry the best sex of my life. I'm like, am I going to regret saying that? And I think there are lots, I bet a lot of my audience is like, disagree. But we're horny people. But there are a lot of people out there that, like, that's a priority for me. If we can't make magic when we're fucking, if I am not, like, my eyes get stuck back in the back of my head, I don't want it. But the truth is, there's a lot of mediocre out there. There's a lot of mediocre bullshit. And Dr. Tara and I are going to bring up mediocre and striving for above mediocre, for something rewarding, for something pleasurable. But yes, to end this question, my help to you is to reframe your mindset, to remind yourself who you are, that he's with you, that he loves you, and you deserve to spend every day in that confidence, knowing who you are, embodying the sexy bitch that he thinks you are. He knows you are. He married the sexy bad bitch. And you have to come to the acceptance that you can't predict the future and you can't control or withhold some crisis that could come. If that's what he ends up being and that's the type of guy he ends up being, then we'll deal with that when that comes. And yeah, that sucks, but what are you going to do? Torture yourself for 20 years? No. And you just said you couldn't foresee that. So don't even manifest that and put that in your head. And crises could look like all kinds of things, not just cheating on you. He could want to get hair plugs. He could want to buy a car or make a poor financial decision. I don't know, but let's be present, bring it on in, and let the past be the past. You weren't a part of that past. You are a part of his life now, and your chapter began whenever it did, and those other stories aren't a part of y'all's story. So let them live there. If you listening have a burning question or something that maybe you feel nervous to ask someone, you're like, who would I ask this to? I want to know if this is normal. I want to know someone's opinion. I want someone to shoot me fucking straight. Me, ding, 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 ding. Ask Jordy. Go to my website, thehornyhousewifepodcast.com. You can ask me anything. And it's truly anonymous. And if, hey, maybe you don't care about anonymity, which I always give on the show, I'm not going to say your name, whether some people are like, you can say my name. I'm not going to. But yeah, shoot me a message on Instagram. DM me. Give me all the context you need. I won't lie, it's a little off-putting when I open and there's like, I have to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. That's intimidating for me. It is. But say, hey, I got a listener question. Bing, bang, boom. I see that. I'm there. Hit me. I will screenshot, add it to the file, baby. Last thing, if you enjoy the show, maybe you've listened for a while, maybe you're new, your girl could use some new reviews. They've slowed down coming in, and mommy needs the reviews. They really help me. If you listen on Apple Podcast, even if you don't listen on Apple Podcast, you can go to applepodcast.com or whatever it fucking is. Is that it? I don't know. I feel like I should know that. And leave me a 5-star review. Write something. It means the whole world. Help other people find the show. If you listen on Spotify, leaving a rating and making sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following the show, okay? We got to get the word out. We got to get the word out.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is time for the topics, plural, of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Tara. I told you in the intro what we're going to talk about, from the male G-spot, the taint region, being a better lover, self-esteem, so many topics, all shit you care about, all shit you should be caring about, and you're going to walk away from this, and you're going to fucking feel better. I know it. I fucking know it. That's all I need to say. Dr. Tara's info, where you can find her. Maybe you followed her on TikTok. She has 1.9 million followers. She is wildly entertaining and so knowledgeable. Without further ado, Dr. Tara, welcome to The Horny Housewife.
I'm so excited. I'm horny too. So we have something in common.
We're horny women, and I'm excited to talk to you about it. I love your TikTok is so eye-catching, or all your social media, because like this show, you're very unfiltered. You get to the point, and I think that's very appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I do think that I want to, you know, walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Right? That would suck if you had a shitty sex life.
Exactly. And you know, if I tell people you should talk more about sex, and I talk about it in an apologetic, shy, ashamed way, yeah, then it wouldn't be what I'm preaching, you know? Right. I gotta show what I can do.
You're very authentic. All right. Feels like you're very authentic, and the internet is a fake place, but your vibe is very cool thus far. I wanted to ask, how did you get from, you're a doctor, you're a professor, how did you get to the social media, and how do those like intermingle with one another?
I love the word intermingle. Actually, I gotta give credit to my students, because I've taught for a long time. I've now taught for 12 years, but the last 6 years I've taught sexual communication at Cal State Fullerton. And every semester I teach at least 2 sections of that class. So I meet a lot of students in these class. You know, from the very beginning, they always told me, like, Dr. Tara, this should be like a mass thing. Like more people should get access to this type of education and just this perspective of sex. Right. And I said, well, you know, there's a lot of resources out there, but they're like, well, but you like just your unique voice can add to the movement that's already occurring. Like, right. The Horny Housewife, for example, and then the other podcasts that are, the movement, the sex positive movement that's already going. And they're like, but you can add that voice like on there and you can be totally good at this. So they like encouraged me to do this. They were like, you should have social media, like more people should get access to whatever you're teaching in class. So yeah. So then I started it about 2 years ago. I started my Instagram about 2 years ago, but I started my TikTok about a year ago.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. And it's been just, it's just blowing up. And I get a lot of positive feedback. I would say, you know, 98% positive feedback. I'll get like random creeps, 2%, like here and there, which happens to everyone all the time, especially female creators, sadly. But
and you're talking about something that triggers people too.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say something and then they were like, whoa, 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 like chill, lady. I'm like, no, you chill. Fuck no, you, no. Leave. You don't like this, you leave. I don't need you.
Exactly. And it's the most likely, I bet if we took like a deep look into their sex life, maybe they're like jealous somehow or like wish they could talk about it with no shame. There's like a huge, I mean, I've realized from this show that there's a lot of people that even just the conversation with the person they're married to, like the person that they signed up to do life with. And like in the beginning, you heard the same story all the time, that it's hot in the beginning. And then whether it's kids or careers or whatever factor it is, then it kind of dissipates. And then the worst part is if they're not talking about it, like you're doomed, you're fucked.
Yeah, exactly. And that's so important. That's one of the most important aspects of long-term relationship is talking about sex. And many studies have found this. And actually last year I conducted a large study of 5,000 participants. So I looked at 5,000 people who were in long-term relationships. And for more details, you can also watch my TED talk. It's on YouTube. Oh, but basically in this study, I asked 5,000 people a series of questions, very long. It's like a 25-minute survey. And it all comes down to, should I share like the three variables that predict long-term satisfaction?
Ooh.
So yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
You're like, it all comes down to this, bro. If you don't have this, you're doomed.
You're fucked. Yeah.
Well, not really, because you can develop it right now. You can start today or after listening to this episode.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So this, in this study of 5,000 participants, we found that the top three predictors of long-term sexual satisfaction are, number one, sexual confidence. It's interesting because, you know, when you go on the internet, there's a lot of gurus that talk about like, develop your confidence, become a badass. Like,
yeah, guru.
You
know, yeah. I can't see my air quotes, but some of them are air quote gurus. Yeah.
Exactly. Like become a badass. Here are the things I do. Right. Right. So, I mean, I think it's cute. And if it helps people, I love it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think people need to understand a little bit deeper of where confidence comes from. So when we study sexual confidence and we know that it's a strong predictor, we realize like, oh shit, we don't really know what sexual confidence is. Sexual confidence isn't like having a big dick or like, you know, knowing like your pussy's bomb, which that helps too. But
it's self-love, sexual confidence,
it's self-love. Yeah. Sexual confidence comes from self-esteem.
Amen.
And where does self-esteem come from?
Self-worth? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know where to self-worth. I mean, I guess your internal dialogue. I'm answering you like you're my teacher and you're quizzing me right now.
I have that effect on me. I'm like, what is the answer? Come on.
Once I feel like you start loving yourself, you go on the journey of trying to understand yourself more and how your body works. And you're like, I'm worthy of this pleasure and getting off. Because I feel like as women, or at least in my experience, because that's really only what I can talk from is my own experiences and my opinion and my limited insight, which is why I'm excited to talk to you, an actual expert, because I'm not one. But I feel like once I started loving myself, I was able to prioritize my pleasure. Porn can sometimes be a bad teacher. Like, I know there's great ethical porn, but there's also like people turn to porn and they think that that's what it's supposed to look like and it feel good. And sometimes that position, like maybe aesthetically, is very pleasing, but that doesn't even feel good for her. Like, she's not going to get off. It's like some performance and it's all for him. And it's like, I think once you love yourself, you're able to be like, this is what I want. This is what I need.
Oh, you're on point here. Do you want to be my TA next semester? Looking for one. When you dig deeper into the research findings of sexual confidence and sexual self-esteem, you realize that it all comes down to self-worth. So one of the questions in the questionnaire of like, how high is your sexual self-esteem is the statement, I am worthy of pleasure. And people are supposed to scale themselves from 1 to 7, right? Cool. So okay. If I ask you right now, like the statement, I am worthy of pleasure, how would you score yourself from 1 to 7?
7.
Exactly.
That means so, like, amen, hallelujah, right? Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's like, 25 questions along that line. And then we kind of calculate and find answers. And cool. We find that people who have high sexual self-esteem exhibit themselves confidently. And then they also talk about sex because they know that, talking about sex will allow them to achieve the kind of sex life that they want, which means the third variable that's the strongest predictor of sexual satisfaction is sexual communication.
Shocking, not shocking.
But you can't get there without the self-worth. You can't get there without the building your self-esteem. So when people ask me, how do I get to like talking about sex actively with my husband or wife? I say, you work on yourself first. You work on self-worth. You work on your self-esteem, because when you have high self-esteem, you demand things. Like, you're like, I'm not going to fucking sit here and take mediocrity in my life.
Yes. Because I fuck mediocrity. Like, I want something that's rewarding in my life, not the statistic. I mean, sometimes it's so sad. But what about the issue of like, you hear it all the time, extremely common, mismatched libido. And that's where one person ends up feeling so rejected. And I see it with both. I've seen women who feel like they have the higher drive, or the man. I feel like generalizing the stigma is that men are always down and it's the woman who is like, I'm too tired, I have a headache. Not always the case, but that's kind of what you see put out there. How are they doomed? Like, what do you feel like it is? The woman literally will say they feel asexual at some point. Like, what do you think that is?
Mm-hmm. I think the great Esther Perel said it really, really excellently, is that perhaps she's not having the sex she wants.
Yeah, she needs to say that. Yeah.
Because, a lot of times when I coach people and I investigate a little deeper, I realize, oh no, she doesn't have a low sex drive. She doesn't want to have sex with him.
Yeah. Oh, she hates him.
Yeah. She doesn't want that kind of sex. Like, because if I ask people hypothetically, and I do this all the time, even in class, hypothetically, okay, let's first like pull out names of your favorite celebrity. Who is the hottest celebrity, most attractive, big dick energy? Like, you're just so attracted to this guy. Okay. Let's pull out names. Okay. A lot of people tend to agree, like someone like, I don't know, Brad Pitt or Michael B. Jordan. And then I go, okay, so let's say, tomorrow, Michael B. Jordan like slides into your DM and just like, hey, like, I feel like I've never been attracted to anyone. Like, I'm attracted to you right now. And like, will you come meet me at the hotel? Let me treat you to a massage and maybe you see where it goes. Would you go? And everyone was like, fuck yeah, I'll go. I'm ready. Like, I'll go today. I'll go wait.
Yeah.
And then if they initiate sex, if they ask you for consent, if they say, hey, I'm so attracted to you. I think you're so hot. I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you good. Is that okay? Would you say yes? And 99% of the women that I talk to will say yes, right? So
the other 1% is lying. Yeah, no.
Exactly. So you're not saying that you have a low sex drive. You're saying you don't like the sex you have with your husband. And that's okay. I think the first step to curing this, you know, epidemic of sexless marriages is accepting what is so that you can move forward to what it can become. If you don't accept that you have shitty sex with your husband, then there's no moving forward from there because you're lying.
You're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
And I think guys can communicate it so shitty sometimes. Like timing and delivery is everything in a conversation, I think, because especially if you have little kids, small kids, like,
oh yeah,
tread lightly or just like find the right time to lay that on them. But it's definitely important because then you're just like sweeping it under the rug and the rug gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But I have a lot of couples who listen who say they have a great sex life and a great relationship and they want to keep it spicy and evolve. And the number one thing that I get asked about, so I had to bring it up to you, was a lot of the, I feel like the stigma around the G-spot is going away. Guys being like, oh, don't touch my butthole is going away. They're like, touch my butthole. And I think it's great. And they're being more upfront about it. How do they tell their, some of the guys are like, how can I tell my wife this is something I'm into? And the ladies are like, where do I begin on the touching process? Like, how do I touch? Do I use a pinky? Do I use this finger? Do I use a thumb? Lube? But what do you think?
Oh, I love these questions so much. So first off, you know that when we talk about like the male G-spot, it's that like the perineum or like the taint area and goes inside the butthole, maybe like 2 inches inside the butthole. So it's not like, let's wear an 8-inch strap on and fuck him tonight.
You don't have to do that. You don't have
you
to
You can
do that.
If you want, but it's not necessary to activate that part. And when we say male G-spot, we really just like kind of use play by word. It's not really a G-spot. It's really just the whole zone of a erogenous zone, like stimulating zone. So how do you get started? Typically, you would refer to a third party source like this podcast and go, hey, I listened to something today and I thought it was really interesting. Oh, really? What was interesting about it? Well, you know, she was talking about the male G-spot. Do you know the male G-spot? Like, hell no. What's a male? Like, I mean, you know, I fuck you, I get off, like I come, period. No. You can actually have multiple orgasms. Ooh. Did you know that men can have multiple orgasms through other ways? Like, an orgasms and ejaculation is not the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Like, what are you talking about? That's so weird. No. Not weird at all. Actually, your G-spot is like an inch or 2 inches inside your butthole, but also like the whole taint area is also really, really stimulating. Do you ever want to try?
Yes. He'll say yes. Hopefully he'll say yes. Because you
hopefully can, they say yes.
You could stimulate it externally if he's not down to start internally.
Yeah.
Right. Because if people are confused about the location, it's the space in between the balls and the butthole, correct? Tell me if I'm wrong.
Exactly. So that's the taint.
Okay, that is the taint. Do we push up? Do we do like what kind of pressure are we doing there?
Yeah, I love this question. Okay. I have a whole Cosmo article about tantric massages, and a part of tantric massages for men where, you know, their partner would do for them is massaging the perineum or the taint area for them to even get an orgasm.
Right.
So what you would do is you would want like an oil or massage candle or some sort of lubricant.
Right.
You'd warm up your fingers, you know, have them kind of either lay down and like lift their legs up or maybe face down.
You get there.
Yeah. However they feel comfortable. And you would start by one thumb, circular motion, warm fingers though. That's really important because cold fingers make them jumpy, especially in that area. Not good at all. Warm fingers and lubricated fingers. So you would want, you know, to do circular motion with the thumb first. If they're feeling it, you know, you can kind of tell from their nonverbals, maybe they're grunting or moaning. Then you can do two. You can do two thumbs and you just do it in circular motion, maybe go up and down like this and then kind of verbally just check in. Like, how does that feel, babe? How does that feel? You know, do you like this? Do you like
what kind of pressure? Do you play with pressure? Could you play and like,
I would say start with medium. And when guys start getting into it, they'll be like, okay, harder.
Yeah.
Cause you'll feel better when it's hard. It's like more pleasurable just anatomically when it's a little bit more
you could do this tense, while giving him head, right? Like you could be literally perfect, and that's like they'll literally come so quick. Like so quick.
And more intense orgasm
for sure, for sure. And I've only heard positive things from the males that have received this. For sure, for sure. Okay.
And you know, you're talking about like long-term couples spicing it up. Like it's all about sexual variety, right? And this is one of them.
I want to know what class you teach. Like, what is this class called that you teach? Because y'all talk when you're telling me what you're doing with your students, I'm like, what class are they signing up for? I want to know.
So my like the class and the textbook that I wrote, it's Sexual Communication Research in Action.
Amazing. Wow. You have done
so we're reviewing so much research, but showing action. So research in action is about like, how does research apply to your life?
And you have a podcast too.
Yes.
You have a podcast. What's
Love
it called?
Bites by Dr. Tara. It's called Love Bites. Okay. That's why my social media name is Love Bites.
Put the link to your podcast in my episode notes and the TED Talk you mentioned. I want to do a listener question with you.
Let's do it.
And it's a little lengthy, but I guess we're getting context. So here we go. Gotta get a breath for this one. To start off, I am discovering and learning to love my own sexuality more, and it's great. Now, where to start with my cocktail of issues? My husband and I have been together 13 years, married 10. We own our own business and are together 24/7. Our relationship is great and we are the best of friends. Here's the issue. My husband watches a lot of porn. He does not know that I know he watches porn. I have the code on his phone and every time I check it, porn tabs are open. What a silly man. Now, close the tabs.
Yeah, your history.
What the hell? Now I am not against porn or self-pleasure at all and even started working out first thing in the morning a few days a week so my husband can have some personal time. Now to the other part. Last year or so, my sex life tanked slowly and then was non-existent. He has a bunch of other symptoms, went to the doctor and found out his testosterone was extremely low. He started treatment 2 months ago and things are definitely improving with our sex life, but not where I want it to be. I find myself having a ton of insecurities when I think about him watching porn, mainly because I have been starved from sex and affection for the last year or more. He also had erectile dysfunction, which my mind tells me is not my fault, but my heart says otherwise. The fact we're together 24/7, no mystery in the marriage, and the porn use has me going crazy. He never tells me I'm sexy or comments on my appearance. He passes out early and wakes up early. He only initiates sex in the morning when I know he has been watching porn and I'm laying next to him. I've tried spicing things up. He likes it, but I feel terribly insecure. From the research I've done, I know that too much porn can lead to dissatisfaction with your partner and other relationship issues. I am not expecting my husband to not watch porn, but how much is too much? And am I making this all up in my head? Please help. Lengthy, but I got the gist. Do you have the gist?
Context, though. You gotta understand the context. Number one, what I learned from Michaela Bohm, which is Will Smith's sex coach, is you need space. There's no sexual attraction when you're together 24/7. So you need to figure out logistically how to do that. And that's the important part. You know, his porn issue is a symptom of other issues.
I completely agree. And I do think that there are people that I guess would qualify as a porn addict or whatever, where they're excessively using it and it's taking away, and maybe they're like desensitizing themselves, needing like that. They need to watch a gangbang, you know, it's not working for them here because they're getting such that there. So it sounds like a bunch of icky stuff.
Yeah, totally. And the question is, how much porn is too much porn? I think every day is too much porn.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, there are so many different studies and like findings depending on what like the group of subjects, depending on like the sample, right? Because if you're sampling people in the metropolitan area, they might have like different results and different perceptions. If you're sampling people in like, I don't know, Utah, there's like a different perception. At the end of the day, you can't really like trust research because there isn't consensus. I think when you go with your gut, you know that watching porn every day is too much.
It's taking away
from... I'm not at all against porn. Love porn.
Me too.
Especially ethical porn, sexy porn, like love it. Porn that like fingering porn. I have a thing about fingering.
So that's
fingering porn, love it.
Watching it as a couple is fun too. Great idea.
Exactly. Yeah. And you already have that advice. In terms of porn, I think integrating her into his porn use is a good idea.
That's good advice.
Hey, why am I left out? Let's watch porn together. How about we take turns? Like this time you pick, next time I pick.
She does sound a tad insecure as far as like maybe where she needs to go back to that self-esteem and self-worth, because I would hate for the listener to be sitting there saying, let's watch porn together. And she's doing it because she feels like she has to, and she's like dying inside the whole time. Mm-hmm. So that's like a her thing.
So when you're thinking about like sexual self-esteem, there are different practices to like that has been proven to improve your sexual self-esteem. The first one is journaling, and journal to like sexual prompts, like keeping yourself sexy and sexually active in the mind.
Yeah.
So it's journaling. And then second one is sexual meditation. I have free guided sexual meditation on YouTube if you guys want to start trying.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
It's like 5 to 10 minutes. I have 5-minute one, 10-minute one, and you just listen to the guy and follow the guy. And it's all about like sexual sensations and self-worth and, you know, sexual vitality, if you will.
So cool.
Number two, I would say practice sexual meditation. And then number three, like always communicate your needs. If he's never told you you're sexy, tell him. Like, say, hey, babe, you know, one of my love languages is affirmations, and I have not received it for you for a long time. I know you love me, but it hurts when you don't compliment me. So I'm going to need more compliments.
Yeah, 100%.
And I do that, like, no shame. And my husband is so much better now at communicating these things because I speak my mind.
Exactly.
I tell him what I need, and he delivers. So
it works.
I would say, you know, do that. Definitely tell him about the compliments. And then the third thing is the space, which is like a logistics thing to figure out so that you're not in each other's face 24/7.
Like get a hobby, do something with your friends. Yeah, that's sexy.
Separate time. Yeah. And then I would say the fourth thing is then, you know, the porn thing. Like, can you integrate each other into that porn part? Can you talk about how you're very uncomfortable that he watches porn every day? And then
I think even my husband loves, like, if I bring something to him and then I show him research that kind of backs up what I'm saying, he's even like, oh, wow. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just have to enlighten the man, enlighten one another. And I feel like a lot of men are very solution oriented and they want to fix it. So if you give them the answer, because expecting your spouse to be a mind reader, you're wasting your time.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. And then from listening to that context, the one other thing that I can extract from it is it sounds like, you know, his like sexual interest isn't high with her. So it kind of goes back to our earlier conversation in this recording about how perhaps it's not the kind of sex he wants.
Oh yeah. And then he needs to vocalize that.
It sucks. It hurts. Like, you know, if you're the person asking, you're listening right now, like, I know it sucks and it hurts. But at the same time, being in denial doesn't help. So, okay, let's say he does not like the sex with you. What
are you going to do
from here? Let's talk. Right. So then you just have to have like an open heart conversation with your husband. Like, hey, I know you don't like the sex you have with me. So how can we make sure that the sex we have is the sex that we both enjoy?
And I think that that's like kind of what intimacy, people sometimes think intimacy is just feel good cuddles. Sometimes it's really uncomfortable and it's heart wrenching, but it's like, I've heard feedback of couples, especially when they're sharing kinks and fantasies or things, maybe they feel like so insecure to share with their significant other. And then they're like, oh, I'm so glad. I thought she was going to be so mad. And she kind of was for 24 hours. And then she came around to it and now we're trying it. And now she loves it. And I'm like, oh, imagine that's a win story for sure. But yeah. I mean, imagine if he never told her, you know?
Right. Then you miss out. Yeah. What does Michael Jordan say? You miss out like 100% of the shots you've never taken.
Amen. Thank you, Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Right. You just got to put it out there. You know, worst case scenario, they reject you. Then you have to deal with rejection. But at the end of the day, you won't regret it.
You will not regret it. You get your answer and you know, okay, it was so much fun talking to you. Where can my audience, you've told us, but what do you want to tell my audience? Do you work with people? Like, what do you do?
Yes, I coach limited amount of people. Currently this month is full, but you can always go to my website to check out all the stuff that I'm up to. I have the sexual meditation on it. I talk about the products that I like. I talk about, you know, the sexual self-esteem journals, stuff like that. So you can always go to my website. That's lovebites.co, LUVBITES.CO. And you can find all kinds of things there.
Okay. I will put that all in the description box to make it easier for the listeners. I had so much fun talking to you. I really enjoyed it.
Me too. You're a really great interviewer.
Thanks. Oh, I don't feel like that. So good. I hope everyone enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you leave 5 stars and a kind, sweet, loving review. Even though I think we should have a whole episode reading the not nice things people have said to me, please leave a kind review on Apple Podcast, leave a stellar rating on Spotify, and make sure you're subscribed and following the show. Until next week, love you, love you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.